This is A Coastal Story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. In shawls and aprons of black and red, they'd emerge at the turn of the tide. In all weathers, the cockle gatherers of Pencloud in South Wales would leave their homes, untether their donkeys, and make their way out to the sands. The turn of the tide governed their lives. For generations, for centuries, they would follow that ebbing tide across Llanrhidian sands, searching for signs of the cockle beds exposed by the retreating sea, spending hours bent double, sifting the sand for the shellfish that dwell just below the surface. It was hard work, back-breaking work, but it was all they knew. There could be 50 or 60 women out there at any one time, and some did it for decades. Women like Ethel Coghlan, who retired in 1982, just shy of her 70th birthday, after 53 years as a cockle gatherer. In 1935, Anne Williams was apparently still walking out after the tide with her donkey at the age of 85. Out there was just the retreating sea, the sand, and the sky. At low tide, viewed from the shore, the women would be distant specks. There was no protection from the weather. The wind could howl in from the estuary, flinging bullets of driving rain at them, stinging their hands and faces. But still the women bent and sifted, shuffling around on the ribbed sand, sometimes knee-deep in water, filling their sacks with shiny mollusks and placing them in the baskets slung over the backs of the donkeys. Out there, there was no protection from the sea. Always alert, always watching for signs of the turning tide, the women knew that if the sea got between them and the shore, it was almost certain death. It could happen. It did happen. Even the most experienced could be caught out by a quirk of the tide, a gully carved deeper than expected and impossible to cross, new channels where the high tide had shifted the sands beneath. Suddenly aware of the water rushing around you, circling, rising, always rising. 1932 was one of the worst. Six women went out one day on the ebb tide with their donkeys, just as they always did. When the tide turned and began to flood, they set off for the shore, just as they always did. Three of them rode their donkeys, the other three led them. The tide was coming in faster than usual that day, alarming the donkeys who refused to budge. For a few minutes the women struggled frantically to shift them. Before they knew it, the water was up to their waists. Some fishermen working on the shore spotted the danger and rowed out as fast as they could, fighting the swirls and eddies, helping two of the women into the boat, pulling two more from the water unconscious. Too late for the others. 51-year-old Margaret Pamp and Lizzie Dallimore, 36, both married with families, were nowhere to be found. They washed up the following day near Llanelli, not a mark on them, as if asleep. It was hard work and a hard life. Once the cockles were gathered, the women would boil them in cauldrons on the shore and then take them to local markets, usually at Swansea. It was steady work, but gruelling and certainly not lucrative. One newspaper reporter who joined the women on a cockling excursion in 1911 noted, "I have never yet seen any sign of prosperity upon a man or woman who follows this lonely employment regularly." Yet the people of Pencloud were fiercely protective of their way of life. In 1902, a man named Sneed arrived, a stranger, in a smart suit, pristine white collar with gold studs, the arrogance of certainty and the certainty of avarice in his eyes. He gathered everyone together at the village hall and told them they were not working efficiently enough. He had plans for them, he said. They needed to think bigger, he said. Mass production could increase income and mean less work, he said. Then they could live in nicer houses and have nicer things, he said. Women, he announced, clearly intending this to be a triumphant closing cadence to his proposal, were meant to be a pleasure and a help, not a drudge. His methods would make that happen for the menfolk of Pencloud, he said. He was fortunate that the audience stopped short of actually throwing him into the sea, but it was close. Mr. Sneed was, instead, escorted firmly out of the village. Cockles remain an important part of a Welsh breakfast, fried in bacon fat and served with lava bread. Like most of the best dishes, it was originally consumed by the poor, having been harvested by the poor, as this anonymous poem from the 1920s confirms. Cockles are no doubt plebeian, that is by the way. That they surely take some getting, it is safe to say. Would you do it for a living, stooping day to day, raking, scraping, little taking? Would you do it, pray? Yet see them at it daily, when the tide is low. Hail old women raking, raking, patiently and slow. With garments rude around them, all befouled with grime, eking out a paltry pittance, long since past their prime. Poverty is their portion, poor indeed their pay. Better this, say they, than begging, that is not our way. Nought to them are form and fashion, they have had their day. Yet a certain pride sustains them, they must pay their way. That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Thanks to everyone who's been in touch to say how much they enjoyed the story of my great-great-great-great-grandmother Betsy over the last couple of weeks. I am kind of in awe of her, and still searching for more stories from her life. I mean, giving birth on a whaling ship in the middle of the Pacific. That's something. Thanks also to everyone who's donated as a result of that story and the 50th edition of Coastal Stories. It means a lot. ko-fi.com/coastalstories. That's ko-fi.com/coastalstories. And that's the place to do it. There's a link in the show notes too. Coastal Stories will always be free to listen to, but your donations do help to cover the expenses and keep us going. See you on Twitter, at Podcast Coastal. That's at Podcast Coastal. And on Facebook too. Just search for Coastal Stories Podcast. And I'll stick up some pictures of the cockle women there, if you're interested. The waves you can hear were recorded at Deal on the beach on July the 15th, 2021.